Blog Talk Radio.
Down to her.
present has no ribbon. Your gift keeps on giving. What is this I'm feeling? If you wanna leave, I'm with it.
Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racer. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com. Nevada Kart Sport. 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Italian Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sports. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
Who's bad, Secco? Who's bad?
You bad. You the man. You bad.
You bad. You the man.
Are we live? Is this a live radio program?
This is live. We're live on the Hump Day with Harrell radio show, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And, man, we have
worldwide,
fun over here.
Right?
Tonight,
worldwide just, now.
Yeah. Well, what?
Is it worldwide?
It's worldwide. We got people overseas listening. I could probably actually maybe bring it up here and see exactly where we might see, you can see what percentage of people are watching from where.
Right.
Like
people
in Canada.
Some crazy poor cat in New Zealand right now is listening to us live.
Is what?
Some crazy cat in New Zealand that's just bored out of his gourd is listening to us right now live.
How do you know?
I'm just thinking. I mean, I'm just guessing.
Oh. I love it.
Could be. Right?
Yeah, he is.
Some guy in Puerto Rico getting hammered by a hurricane, crowding in his basement with just his internet connection, listening to the Harrell Show live right now.
Right.
I feel bad for him, but at least he's got the Harrell Show. That's all I'm saying.
That's right.
He's got
that's
no
all
house.
That matters, really.
He's got a basement and an internet connection, and he's got the Harrell Show.
And I'm not sure what else you'd want.
Well, maybe a taco salad or something.
Without the taco?
Without the taco. Just the chicken and the salad, yes.
I told Andy, everybody, I said, I'm starving. I haven't got anything to eat. I got off work, came straight home, and haven't eaten. And he's all, eat something good. Or eat something healthy, he said. I said, does that mean go to Taco Bell instead of Del Taco?
Oh, God. Hey, man, I'm still sore from this weekend. I pulled an old man muscle.
That's your taint.
It's a bad deal.
You pulled your taint.
Yeah. Yeah, I pulled my taint. It's bad.
So we've got 97.33% of living in the United States. Okay, 97.33% of our listeners are in the United States. 0.88% are in Norway.
Okay.
0.66% are in Germany. 0.66% in Germany. 0.44% in Canada. And 0.48% in Paraguay.
Mm.
I mean, so there's
some
a half percent of our listeners.
Are
is that
Paraguay.
Like one listener?
Yeah, it's one listener. It's one listener in Paraguay. It's nice in Paraguay this time of year. It's really nice in Paraguay this time of year, from what I hear.
Where the hell is Paraguay?
Well, it's south of here.
Okay, that tells me a lot.
It's south of here. Don't worry about it. It's south. It's south of here.
South like L.A. or Santa Barbara?
No, a little
like down there.
A little further than that. Yeah. Down there. It's down there. Don't worry about it. They have good taco salad in Paraguay, from what I hear.
I can see it right here on the map. It's
right.
South America.
You got your globe in the studio there? Is the globe in the studio?
Oh, it shows the countries and where the – it's got the 1% strength. We got listeners in Australia, bud.
That's what I'm saying.
1%. Yeah.
Good day, mate.
South Africa. Egypt. India.
We got a listener in Egypt?
France. Italy.
In Egypt.
Germany.
We have a listener
Ireland,
somewhere.
Russia. Norway. Norway.
Yeah.
Alaska, North America. That's about it, looks like. Oh, no, what's this down here? That's Australia. Oh, Japan. We got listeners in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Yeah.
We're going to start a band, too. I don't know if you guys all knew out there, but we're going to start a band, but it's going to be air guitar. So don't worry, we'll be lip syncing.
We'll be appearing on Saturday nights at all KPX races. It'll be good.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't miss it. Be at the KPX race. Don't not miss the KPX race.
Hey, we're going live, right? Every KPX race from now on, we're going live on Saturday night.
I think so. Let's see what the listeners think, you know?
That was a hit. That was a hit.
Maybe you guys call in. Someone call in and let's talk. So it's just me and Andy and I. We decided we're just going to chill. We've been so busy. We're going to have a short show tonight. And we're just going to... We're just going to chill, give you guys a break from us flapping our lips. And, that's what we're going to do. Relax.
Yeah.
So,
good times.
We're just hanging out. Andy's first race, like I said in the thing, Andy had his first race this year. I think you were in your cart, or a cart, like three times prior.
Yeah, well, I was in your cart for a couple laps, and then I was in my cart for a couple laps. About a month ago, and that was it. I showed up, I raced. And you know, the funny thing is, my cart was good on Saturday when there wasn't any rubber down. And then, man, as it got grippy, I couldn't chase it.
That's how everybody is, buddy. That's what you're going to be dealing with. That's exactly what you deal with. You know what I mean?
It was real good insight into what Matt's been telling me, you know. I mean, it's good for me to get out there because I get to understand what Matt's been trying to communicate to me, you know what I mean?
Right. It's good because, like I say, it's like that every time. It's good in the morning, you know, worse in the afternoon. You're always taking grip out as you go along.
God, I tell you what, Sunday afternoon in the main, I was wrestling that cart. I was whipping that bitch as hard as I could to get it to go make a left turn. It's chassis a little off, I guess, probably just a little bent, but it turns right okay. Don't turn left, it's worth a damn.
Really?
And that was after Ray Zarek bounced on it like 3 or 4 times to fix it for me. So, you know, that's a precision.
Yeah. He's done that to me too. He jumped on my car and fixed my stuff too.
He put it up on the logs there in the parking area and just jumped on it and then picked it up on each corner and said I was good to go. So I guess that's good enough, right?
Well, what happens when it's bent, it's more weight on one tire. You know, if it's bent this way, it puts more weight on the other tire. So you lift up and see which one's heavier, and then you bend it the opposite way and twist it.
Right.
I mean, people do it all the time to straighten out carts, but it's pretty much – once you start doing that, it's like, I don't know, it's time for a new cart.
Yeah. I mean, this is a cart that I got, you know, from, I think it was Dev's or somebody's, but it's a good cart to mess around in, you know. It's just a stiff chassis. It's a 30 by 32 chassis. It's an old Aero from the mid-2000s. And, I mean, I was happy with the way I ran, you know. I did all right. I ran... Like Saturday, I was mid-41, you know, and I felt that was, like, pretty competitive. And then Sunday just all kind of went away on me. I was still all right. I finished ahead of some people. And finished
ahead
of a lot of other people. Yeah, that was fun. It was a good time. But, man, it tells you, the difference between a real heavy chassis like that and these new ones that are for the 4-strokes is just a big difference, you know. Like your chassis or the new Burrells or Tony carts, they're so flexible. You watch them go over those curbs, and they're just like noodles, man.
Right. They do. They get worn out, man. Carts get worn out. That's exactly what they do. They get worn out.
I mean, driving your cart, sometime in the springtime, I guess, probably. It seems like a long time ago, but... When I drove your cart, I could put that cart anywhere I wanted to put it. You know what I mean? I could put it on the apex, late apex, early apex. I could put it anywhere I wanted to put it. And this cart this weekend, I could barely get it close to where I wanted it to go. You know, it just fought me the whole weekend.
Right.
So, if we decide to do this next year, if I decide to club race next year, I'm going to get something a little bit fresher, a little bit more appropriate for the 4-stroke, you know what I mean? Low speeds,
right,
hard tires.
Right.
I mean, those little tag carts, you got to remember, the tags and the shifter carts, I mean, they're fine for going around and having fun, but they're designed for, like, Evinco whites, you know, that are way, way stickier. You know what I mean? And they stick, those tires stick in the corners, and they help the chassis be able to pick up that inside tire because the outside tires are stuck so good. You put
right.
a set of hard tires like MG Reds or Evinco Blues on them, they're just not going to do that. They're just not going to move enough for you.
Right.
So, but it's good to learn on, man.
Brian Bicker, he used the same tires all year long. He never changed his tires once.
Can you believe that?
Isn't that awesome?
He got the whole year out of one set of tires.
Yeah, some KPX, some, you know, with some Ready, I mean, some Boomax, all season. And got second in the championship and ran well.
Did good.
You know? Yeah, he did great.
Except he crashed in front of me on Sunday. I don't know what that was about.
You were pressuring him.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he's
he
so
can
much
feel
pressure.
Me breathing down his back from a half track back. Yeah, that's what happened.
Right.
Yeah. He felt me coming, Harrell, from a half track back, and he hit the barrier.
That's right. He's like, man, here comes Pecco.
I love the optimism. I love the optimism.
You made him nervous, you know?
You know one thing I was happy about? I thought that I was using Matt's race motor from last year, which is his kind of practice motor for this year. And at the last time he went out on it, I thought it was really junk. And I thought we were going away. I thought we were locking up a connecting rod onto the crank, which is kind of a thing that happens if you starve it on oil. You know, the connecting rod on the 206, the connecting rod doesn't have a bearing. It's just it's clamped right to the crank. And what happens if you run them too low on oil, like if you run less than about maybe – if you're running close to 13 ounces, even 13 and a half, you're running a real big risk, especially on a high G track, of starving that main rod bearing for oil, the big end. And I thought that's what had happened to us. Even though I never run them low on oil, I thought it was starting to lock up. And so it freed up this weekend, and it felt like it was pretty good. So I'm glad, man. I guess the motor's okay. I've gone through the carburetor, blew everything out, cleaned it all out, and did the valves, and that seemed to fix the problem. So, just another Briggs product, dude. I'm going to go on year three on that thing next year. So, pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
That's
awesome. I haven't had one last year.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Aren't you on a Unleashed power motor now?
Uh-huh.
Good? Running
good?
Got
those oversized pistons. Uh-huh. You know, you just put the big pistons in there and a big cam and... and oversized cam and pistons and, you know. Some
valves, too. Big valves.
Big valves. Big springs.
Big valves.
No, he's just a tuner, you know what I mean? He just tunes the car to its optimum performance, you know. And as I always say, for a guy like me, who's not the most, you know, mechanically inclined, it's perfect because he's there all the time.
Man, that's a big deal.
He's not there and call him. You know,
having your guy at the track that knows what to do with a motor when it's high humidity or really hot or cooled off, like Sonoma. Remember Sonoma? We showed up on, what, Friday or Saturday? Remember the overcast in the morning, right?
Uh-huh.
Totally different conditions from Saturday morning where it was 70 degrees and overcast and probably 45, 50% humidity maybe to –
uh-huh.
Race day, Sunday afternoon, it was 92 degrees and 20% humidity. You know what I mean? What do you do with
right.
that? I don't
right.
know what to do with that.
I don't know either.
So,
I really don't.
It's just nice to have guys like Unleashed Power at the track helping.
Right, right. Between him and Rodney, man, I got the dream team.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you got the same team, right?
Yeah, man, I'm
right.
on it. At least Matt's on it. I'm just a
right.
I'm just a casual. When I get shamed into racing, I go race. But Matt's on it. You know, I mean, we've had such a great year, man. This year has just been so fabulous. We've had, you know, really intense competition. I mean, Matt finished fourth down at Fresno at KPX, which was totally unexpected. He'd never been there before, showed up and finished fourth. You know, but we really
That's
had
awesome.
To focus to do that. And that was before we hooked up with Rodney, so I was doing that myself. Just fabulous.
Right.
And then
you did an awesome
right
job.
In the middle of the year, man, we took some time to just go do some fun stuff. We went and did the Reading Night Race, man. That just – that was so good for us because it took all the pressure off. We just showed up there. We had a great swap meet. We went and hung out at Dan Pelizzari's house with all the kids. They went swimming. And then we had 2 days of night racing, you know.
Right.
Friday night, Saturday night. And it just – it was fun. You know, KPX is – it can be a little stressful if you're trying to run a kid that's in the top five, you know, and you're trying to keep up and all that. But doing some fun races, you know, like the money race this weekend and the GT 50 lapper we had this weekend, those things just
right.
take all the stress off, right?
I'm telling you, it does get stressful, even though you're racing for a trophy, you know, or, you know, and it gets a little stressful, man. It really does. It's pressure that, you know, you put on yourself because you're competitive and you want to do good. And when you don't, it's like, I don't know, I'm hard on myself, you know, I really am. I had a struggling year. This whole year I struggled, you know, but I'm all right. I'm not scared. I didn't have a good cart, you know what I mean? I mean, my cart's great. I just didn't have it dialed in, and my stupid brakes were my whole problem the whole time. When I thought I was overstuck all right. The brakes were overstuck on.
Yeah.
They heat up and it'd be on, you know?
Yeah, you've had brake problems all year, man. It's been bad.
Right? Remember
yeah.
sitting over there trying to bleed them and do our thing over there? I mean, I was having all kinds of trouble. That was
right.
like the second race or something.
Yeah, you just fought it all year.
Right. But I got to figure it out now. So
yeah.
I'm not scared now. I just, I mean, it's a really simple fix too, you know. I just had them too tight. You know, I had to loosen them way up so there was a lot of throw. So when it did heat
right.
up, it didn't go on the – when I turned is when it rubbed.
Yeah. When the cart
turned left.
Up, it rubbed. When the cart tweaked
uh-huh.
up. I mean, it's a soft chassis. You're on a soft chassis.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is awesome, but it moves a lot.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. It sure did.
You know, when you go down to that hairpin in Davis, the horseshoe down there at the
mm-hmm.
other end, and you turn
yep.
in, and you lift that wheel 2 or 3 inches off the ground, that brake's going to
mm-hmm.
move, dude. That brake's going to touch
right.
those calipers. It's going to touch those pads.
Right. That's exactly it. And then it would touch it, and then it would heat up and swell up, and then all of a sudden it'd be, like, constantly on, you know, the whole time. And when I turned, it was really bad. It was like, seriously, like someone was back there to say, pulling on my brake.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So,
yeah.
But I got it all dialed
it.
In now. Last race, I felt really good. I was, I ran good. I was back to my normal self, I think. You know?
Yeah, you were.
Ready now.
You were. Didn't you run your fastest lap at Davis this last weekend ever?
Yeah. Yep, I sure did. And I ran the fastest lap in the heat race until the very last lap. And Lavery
yeah.
got me. But Lavery and I both ran faster than Kemp in the heat.
Yeah.
So that was nice. You know, old Papa Kemp, be able to, you know, say I got a time better than his. That was that's a feat in itself.
It is a feat
you know?
In itself. You got to get up pretty early in the morning to beat old man Kemp.
You do. You got an early bird catches the worm because he's up early.
He's up early.
He's one of them. He's one of them guys that's probably been in bed for an hour right now. He goes to bed at 8
oh,
and gets
yeah.
up at 4.
Right, he ain't listening to Hump Day. It's too late. Yeah. What else you got? So I got some news.
Well,
I got some news for
you. Okay.
You want some news? News you can use?
You got some usable news?
I got some news you can use. So here's the
All
deal.
Right.
I just got off the line I got off the line with Ron Perry. You know, he's the man down in Central California, right? I mean, everyone knows that Ron Perry is the guy that runs the Fresno Fairgrounds track, and he helps out at Button Willow, and he helps out down at Atwater, right? And he helps out at Santa Maria, dude. I mean, he's all over down there.
Right.
So here's the deal. The weekend before KPX, October 7th and 8th, there's a club race at Atwater. And I think it hasn't gotten a lot of publicity. I think there was one earlier this summer that I heard some people went down to, but there's a race the weekend before. So we're going to go down there. Matt and I are going to go down there and give it a run. We've never been there. We've been on the track. And so, you know, maybe people want to go down and join us, you know, get some experience on that track. It's totally different, at least from what I understand, totally different from just about anything else.
Right. Right. It's hard for me to go and learn new tracks, you know. It really is. It's hard. It's not like I need a little time at the track. You know, it's hard.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy that can just show up and go, okay, I need about five, like, you know, Mike Smith, you know, for per se. He just can go to any track, boom, learn it and quicker than snot and be competitive. You know, it blows my mind.
That's a big thing that I've noticed from Matthew this year from last year is he can show up this year and he may not – he needs like 3 days, but, you know, like he needs a Friday to Saturday and then he's good to go, which
– Right.
You know what I mean? That's a big thing that he picked up this year was he understands the theory behind karting now, and so he can apply it, you know, kind of at any track he goes to, which is really cool to see your kid's brain growing that way. You know what I mean? Because he'll go out there one time and run it and say, he'll go out there one time and come back in the pits and say, okay, I get it, and here's what I'm going to do. And then maybe he talks to Rodney or Zach Rivera, and they say, hey, you know, maybe a little later apex here or earlier apex here. And he goes out and does it. And that's just experience, right? That's what it is.
Right, exactly. Exactly what it is. And, man, he's come a long ways. I watched him, you know. He really has. Him and Healy, you know. Healy, man, he just, you know, those two were just driving together, you know what I mean? And so I've watched them both grow. And, man, it's been fun. It's been fun. I love watching the kids like that, you know, grow and get faster. And I love it, you know. I always say that I only get a short time to drive with the kids. A very short window.
They get faster
than me quick, you know?
Exactly. I was looking at the, this weekend, I was just on Race Monitor, and pretty cool stuff. I mean, I think Bev Van came on. I saw her saying that we had some new members this weekend or some new juniors running, and I mean, that's what I'm all about, right? I mean, I'm really all about making sure that that we keep getting kid carters and junior one novice kids into the sport, right? And that's what my mission is for next year, too. I really want to help with that, you know, at Blue Max and other clubs. I just think that the rookie class, it helped Matthew so much last year to have a rookie class that he could run in and get some results in and then move up. But look, I mean, I'm looking at the results. We had 9 kids this weekend at Davis. Trevor Brewer, Katie Baker, Logan Bergladetti, Peyton Kessler, Max Chavez, Nevaeh Villagomez, Jesse Duran, Jonathan Andreese. 9 kids in the rookie class, which I think may have been the biggest rookie class of junior ones. We've had all year. And then we had, you know, another 8 or 9 kids in the regular junior ones. We had 18 kids, which I think was our biggest turnout all year except for KPX, you know. So that's great. And I think that coming up over the winter here, I'm working with some junior one parents that are moving up to junior two, and hopefully we're going to have a program coming up here next year at Davis where maybe there'll be some carts available for new families that, you know, want to make a commitment to run all the club races at Davis, and we'll make some chassis available, and working with the guys at Briggs and KPX to make some 206 motors available. And basically what we're going to try to do is just get some new families in, you know what I mean? Get families in that otherwise maybe wouldn't know what they're doing, or that steep entry curve of knowledge to try to get into karting, and put them in a kart and put them on the main grid, you know, close to the track at Davis and close to the hot pit entry, and you know, kind of give them tips, you know, get that novice class built up to where it's 15, 16 karts.
Well, you can't just throw a brand new karter in. You got to give them some lap times. You know, you got to get them some time on the track. You can't just say, come and race and never been in a kart. You know what I mean? You got to get them some time, that could just be dangerous. You know what I mean? So you got to give them some time out on the track. So that's what we could do is, you know, just get them time out on the track, and then, you know, and eventually they could start racing, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm down.
If we started this program like in the kind of March time frame, you know what I mean, or February time frame on a good weekend where we just invite, you know, get the word out on Facebook and other places, I'm sure that between all our karting families, they know other families that are just friends from soccer or baseball that a kid might be interested. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't have a perfect chassis, but I got to use a Borel chassis that would serve a junior one novice kid just fine for a whole year. You know what I mean?
Right.
And maybe someone's got a year-old or two-year-old 206, and we bolt that on the chassis, and we put them out there and see if they like it. And if they like it, you know what? I'll loan you that chassis for the year. We'll put you in an
engine. Right.
I'll loan
Bev did last year.
Right.
Bev did. She had carts out there, you know? She had
exactly.
A couple cars. It was she did the same. It was awesome. I got a quick question on this new motor mount I got.
Hohenthal. Yeah.
It's check it out. I've got it all the way over, right towards the outside of the car, obviously away from my seat, and
yeah.
Still too close.
Still too close, huh?
Yep. It's all the way over. It's still too close.
May have to move your seat a little. May have to
move
your seat a little.
Yeah.
No,
I can't move my seat. That's like the main tuning piece of my car. I finally got it where it goes. I got to do something. I might have to run an inverted clutch.
Yeah. Are you running the inboard or outboard sprocket right now?
Outboard.
Yeah. It should move enough. Most of those mounts move plenty.
Doesn't.
Hmm.
It's too close to the frame.
Figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know what to do here. I don't know what to do. I guess I just got to run an innie. You know? That's probably what I'm going to have to do. Run an innie, and I think it'll work. Huh?
What we'll do is we'll cut the frame and move it outward. You know what I mean?
Right, we'll just stretch it. We'll stretch it.
Yeah, we'll move it out,
awesome.
Outward so that the motor fits.
Right. I got you. I'm going to cut it tonight.
I got a bandsaw.
Get ready.
I got a bandsaw here and a welder, and it'll work. I'm pretty good with a welder.
My dad has an awesome set of tools, dude. I think we can do anything.
We'll just tweak the chassis. We'll just bend it. Is he a TV repairman?
Yeah, he's a TV repairman. Exactly. You know him?
Yeah, he's got a TV repairman. He's got an awesome set of tools. He can fix anything. I understand. Some of those people will get it. But, yeah, man, we're good. We're good. I'm going to try to race next year. Get out there and run with you guys. It was fun. I had a great time.
Right.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, me too. I had a good time all season, really. I mean, I really did. I don't even know where I ended up at the end of the season, but I do know that I had a good time, man. It was a good year. It really was. It was a good season. And I'm glad it's over. It's not really over. I got two more races, three more races. KTX.
What do you got, Prairie City? What do you got?
Two Prairie City races still. The 8th and the 28th of next month.
8th and 28th, gotcha.
You guys should come out and race.
Yeah, we're gonna run that the seventh and eighth down at Atwater, and then we're gonna run KPX, and then we'll be done. And then here's something cool: Matt and I are going. As soon as we get done KPX down in Fresno, we roll home. Probably get home about 10 o'clock that night, and then we leave 0600. And we're going hunting out in Montana with my buddy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're going out to Montana for a week. He's looking forward to it. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's gonna be good times. But yeah, we got to be a busy off season. I mean, Matt's going up to Junior too, so you know we got to get used to a full size cart and get them all fitted up, right?
I think, cause your kid's moving up, dude. It's a hairy class.
It's a real hairy class.
You know, really. I mean, they're fast, they're aggressive, and they're no joke, man. That's for sure.
The testosterone,
seriously, no joke.
Flowing in junior two, right?
What's that?
Testosterone is flowing in junior two.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you, it's flowing. Big time.
I know what I was like when I was a 15-year-old idiot.
No, not me.
No. You were good? You were fine?
Yeah. yeah, right. But, all right. Well, you know what? We're coming up on an hour here, so I think we're going to cut it early tonight, like we said. Pecco's been up there trying to build a shop.
I think we got the temps. Right?
Yeah, we got both camps, dude. We got two champs, father and son champs, coming on Monday. That'll be really exciting. This weekend, there's a Dixon race. And I also wanted to announce that Andrew Kemp and Bixler will be, they're the top two seniors for Blue Max. And, let's see, they're going to the streets of Lancaster. So it's two senior tickets. It's then our best senior, Bixler, and is our youngest senior member. And two will make a solid team. So, yeah, they get to go to the streets of Lancaster and go race at 206. Excuse the event, but Tom Kuchner is, he's, you know, trying to get that motor out there. He's even trying to help get that motor out there and show people how, you know, you can get into, you know, karting for a reasonable price, you know.
That's going to be a great event.
Right. I think it'll be great. If I wasn't working that weekend, I'd go. But I'm working, so.
That's right,
but,
you're working.
Right. So we're going to go to Vegas. We're going to take Hump Day to Vegas. We're going.
Hey, we need sponsorships for that. Don't we need sponsorships for that? Anybody who's willing
absolutely.
To sponsor Hump Day
absolutely.
In Vegas? Hump Day,
right. We'll
take any sponsorships.
Right, and we'll get your name sprayed all over the place. You know what I mean? We'll even make you a commercial.
We'll make you a commercial.
But it's not thousands, it's 600.
Right.
So,
we will
anyways,
make
all right. Thanks to Fecco for hanging out with us tonight. I loved it. I'm glad that we just kind of hung out and did our thing. It's cool, man. I kind of rather enjoyed it. You know, it wasn't all hectic and 19 people on the phone and 10 more in the waiting room, and, you know, it wasn't too crazy. So I kind of enjoyed myself this night. But I am tired, and that's that. I'm tired. So we're going to cut it early tonight. Thank you guys for hanging out, man. Get out to your local clubs. Get some practice in. Just race this weekend at Dixon. There's KTX coming up in Kingsman, and there's a few races in Prairie City still left. So there's some racing to be had out there. So get out there and race. All right? And we'll see you guys on Monday when we get the camps in here. And, man, we'll see whatever else Fecco has in store for us. So thanks to all our listeners. Really appreciate you guys. And we're going to see you guys Monday, man. Have a great, great, great weekend.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
You both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong. And what's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond. And that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll